Hey guys, welcome to
For Thoughts.
I'm Emily BM.
I'm Emily Rudd.
I'm Violet.
I'm Hannah.
And this is Food for Thoughts.
This is a podcast.
All right, guys. So basically, this is our new podcast where we're gonna have different food
every episode. We're gonna make an episode every 1 to 2 months to just
as much as necessary.
As much as necessary
to update
and
our life.
We're just gonna yap.
Yeah,
and we're gonna debrief.
What's the day?
It's currently Saturday, the 31st of August. Just so we know.
2024.
There will be many debriefs. We're in
ninth grade.
We're in ninth grade.
Yeah,
freshman. Yeah.
All right, guys. So we're just like silly goofy friends.
Yeah.
So let's start. This is Emily Reddy talking. Oh no!
No, it's fine.
So, I go to a different high school than all of them, but we're besties.
We're just gonna debrief our lives.
Yeah,
let's talk about like current stuff.
We're gonna start with the basics
we need to update MRED on everything because some stuff went down.
We had our first high school football game last night.
Yesterday.
And mine was today.
Yeah, also everyone has code names. None of these are actually people's
names.
Yeah,
because we're not about to name drop. We're not like that.
We're not like that.
Mostly today we're going to be talking about our flirty friend, or we like to call her Fifi.
And then our friend Goggles.
Yeah.
Which he's
near to our hearts. Okay, so let's just start with like my current lore. There's
Bio Boy.
Because she goes to a different school
than all of us.
So there's Bio Boy, and Bio Boy will not add me back on Snap. I've added him twice, and he doesn't add me back. So I think I'm just going to give up on Bio Boy, and we're just going to try and be friends. And then there's Soccer Boy, and Soccer Boy is a girlfriend. So.
Oh. And we've known Soccer Boy
since kindergarten.
Yeah. There's a whole lore with
and,
Soccer
like,
Boy.
Me and Soccer Boy have quite the lore. Actually, so does Soccer Boy and Violet have lore, too.
We have some lore.
We should have a whole episode on Soccer Boy.
The lore runs deep.
There's Milo, the dog.
Yeah, if you hear any noise,
it's the dog.
We're about pretending to be a furry.
Basically,
you never know. But yeah, that's my current lore. I'm trying to find a homecoming date and like make friends because I don't have any.
The homecoming struggle is real.
It's so real.
Guys,
yesterday
we thought Goggles was going to ask Canada homecoming.
It did not happen.
It was a very different outcome.
A very, very different outcome.
Yeah.
So I don't know where to start.
We need to
basically.
Hey, get out of there,
Hannah,
Fifi.
Hannah, do your lure drop.
The dog
is
trying to
eat
stuff.
Explain like how Fifi like came to be. So basically, our friend lover girl who will appear in another
many a time.
Our friend lover girl LG.
She's also very mad at us right now.
That's the other lore. Lover girl was supposed to like come with us,
and she left
her aunt's house to come hang out with us, and then we kind of lied
because
we were like, "This is our podcast."
We wanted to talk about lover girl on the podcast
because lover girl has a bit of lore.
What is that?
It is literally the tiniest spider you've ever seen.
Literally, first episode already screaming about bugs.
Okay,
there was a spider.
That was the tiniest thing ever, Hannah. You are crazy.
There's a spider.
I don't even think that was a spider.
Okay, so basically. Okay. Our flirty friend and
wait,
lover
should
girl.
We just what the heck?
Should we just no? Flirty friend is Fifi. Lover girl is
Fifi and LG.
Lover girl
met,
has some issues.
Yeah, they met and, in school and they have the same personality, so they're friends.
And we thought Fifi was gay for a long
and
time.
I have
a rumor and this girl named Nicole on Cheer.
No.
No,
it
Nicole
doesn't matter.
Nicole's not like a vital part of the story.
She's so
Nicole though.
It's fine.
Nicole, love her. She's great. Nothing really happened with her.
This is probably the only time I've ever mentioned her.
We
have to do the lore on Lap.
No.
Nicole, this is like the only time I'll ever mention her, but she thought that.
This is Lap.
Okay, so she thought that Fifi was lesbian because she dated girls in middle school, apparently. But, like, she didn't.
But apparently it was a rumor. That's besides the point. Yeah. Basically, Fifi and LG were friends, and she kind of brought in Fifi into our friend group a little
bit. And I have...
She's, like, trying to.
I have a lot of classes with Fifi and LG, and it is a struggle. Like, they are weird around each other.
Talk about
they act like a gay couple. They, like, grab each other's butts and all this stuff. It's...
Yeah.
it's a lot.
It's like, okay, some people do act like that, but like we just don't. Like,
yeah. But we, yeah, that's never, like, and that's they're just weird. Like very touchy that's and feely not, and weird yeah. around
that's
each other.
That's just not norm.
Yeah. Like they sit on each other's laps. Like
for our like school and friend group, that's just
so like, basically, if you didn't, well, obviously. Never mind. So, we're in a bigger friend group besides us with, like, boys in it, too.
Yeah. But, like, we don't really and like, half the people. So,
that's a lie. They're fine.
We don't like, there's, like, three. We have beef with them like sometimes.
But it's okay.
No.
No.
Not the...
But, so, like, basically, we were all in our high school football game, yeah. and Fifi, it was her first time meeting a lot of them.
Yeah, the boys. Yeah.
And she was all going feral. And I was watching from the cheer.
She's very much not like, not that we know for sure, but she seems like she's trying to like insert herself into our friend group, and
I guys, saw that
we just got a picture sent of one of our friends. We'll call him Turtle.
No, he's, that's Flopper. That's
oh, Flopper. Oh my gosh, that's Flopper.
Flopper's in the picture, and then Turtle
and he's
sent
mowing
it.
The lawn.
Guys, I wish you could see the silliest picture ever. Okay,
he has a helmet on. Why does he have a helmet on?
Okay,
all the dangers of mowing lawn.
So. Fifi met all of them for the first time, and our dear friend Goggles, there yeah. are some stuff
there's
with
much.
Him.
We could, there talk, is, about
we could
goggles
talk about Goggles for,
this
for
is, you're
hours.
Hear, let's just do, like, a quick roundup. Like yeah. you dated Goggles, I bully Goggles, you...
There's a situation.
And I talked to Goggles at least 4 times. Yeah. And it's kind of never ending.
Me and Goggles have, yeah. like, many classes with each other this year, and they're... Fifi is in multiple of these classes with us. Oh, we will get to why that is a big issue in a little bit.
Also, I know none of this Fifi Goggles lore. I'm just learning about it right now.
Because that's
her first-hand
really
reaction.
Excited.
So, basically, yeah. we're all sitting. She meets everybody for the first time. It's a pizza?
Pizza?
No!
A pizza!
This podcast is supposed to be about food, and we're literally getting pizza right now.
Yeah. yeah.
Dad, is that pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
This is our podcast.
Make sure you have drinks for everybody, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
First appearance of...
Yeah, first special guest
first
appearance.
First podcast, yes.
Violet's dad.
First parental appearance.
You have to speak. Okay, well, he did.
Okay.
Fifi met everybody for the first time.
Like,
and
everybody?
Yeah. She met...
Like the boys.
She met Taco, Flopper, Wheelie, and...
Did she meet... Can I just name drop him?
No.
He's kind of irrelevant, though.
Who?
Let's call him Jorge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She met Jorge.
And Leprechaun.
He needs a name.
And Leprechaun.
Yeah, he's actually so relevant.
He's
a vital
yeah. part of
the story. Jorge and Leprechaun.
I mean,
because
kind of
if,
me, too,
because
yeah.
if Jorge's relevant, then so is Leprechaun, because they're like the duo of the century.
Yeah.
yeah.
And okay, we're getting off track.
Okay, but Leprechaun, we don't like him.
He's so rude.
Jorge's our best friend.
And
Motorboat. Motorboat is so chill.
Yeah. So
I hate Motorboat.
Basically, she met
He's
all
so
of our
annoying.
Guy friends
no,
for the
Motorboat
first time. And she was going feral over
Ew,
half of them.
Oh. Oh my gosh, there's so much
food. Sorry, we're getting
we're
pizza.
A little hungry.
Okay. So
hashtag not sponsored by Domino's, but hashtag should be sponsored by Domino's. I don't think we're allowed to say that.
No, we can.
Okay.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you so much.
One of these is mine.
Oh my gosh, it smells so good. You know, there was a spider crawling next
Ooh,
to me.
It was
great.
Literally
was.
So tiny.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw a spider in the shower the other day, and I literally almost died.
I would start crying.
It was a near-death experience.
Milo, don't eat our pizza.
Okay,
cheese.
So...
There's a cheese.
Thank
My
you.
Dad.
There's the
thank
pepperoni.
You.
And
hey,
the
thank
dots.
You.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're getting food now. I guess we'll take you with us. We'll keep yapping.
We're literally walking
around.
We're literally walking around the table. So,
okay.
I mean, you want cheese.
I will want sheets.
So,
because when you know,
basically, she meets everybody, and the first person.
Wait,
well,
there's
no
more about Goggles
yeah.
and her before this.
She always
what?
Thought Goggles. Yes, she always.
I'll
about
explain.
How she thinks
bro.
Goggles.
She.
Hold on.
Let me give you a debrief. Goggles is a cross country boy. It's we hate to admit it, but he is a runner.
Goggles is actually kind of cute.
He
he actually is cute.
His glow up is real, and he's pretty cute.
He's slowly in the midst of a glow
he's
up.
Like,
so
yeah.
He's
like blonde and athletic. Like
it works for him.
And he plays basketball, and he's a runner. Like
and he's
a,
and he's like good at sports.
And
he's like
good.
Starting
yeah.
to learn how to talk to girls. So like he's like low key like
yeah he's maturing.
Yeah.
So
baddie.
Anyways, so we're running.
Talk about that one time.
We're
like,
running.
The baddie thing.
I,
she a baddie? She knows she a 10.
Oh!
We're,
it's fine.
We're running the dreaded pacer, okay? And, of course, Goggles, being the runner that he is the last one out. But then later at lunch...
Oh, if you don't know what the pacer is, it's like you run back and forth. It's like a test for the state, because I know people... Like,
if you don't run a pacer, I'm jealous.
Yeah, I don't have to run the pacer anymore.
Shut up. Oh, I hate you.
A garlic one.
I went a half mile the other day.
Get her a garlic
Diet Coke or Starry?
No.
Nah.
No, thank you, because I just had caffeine already.
Okay, so...
Wait, give me a Parmesan one, too. I want to try it.
Wait, this one.
Okay,
keep talking. Honestly.
So,
yeah, keep talking.
We're at lunch later, and Ani sits with me at lunch because I literally have no friends.
Well,
there's this girl named Anya who sits with us at lunch, and then Fifi sits with us at lunch too. My lunch table is Anya, Fifi, and this girl named Bob. We're gonna call her
Who's Bob.
I hate Bob.
We do not like Bob.
Bob's an
op. Anyways, Fifi. Yeah.
Hey, what's this blue one?
Okay. So, Fifi's, like, kind of looking at me weird, and I'm like, what? And then she mouths to me. She mouths to me, Goggles. But not Goggles, obviously. She mouths to me the kid's actual name. Wait, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
And I also have lunch with Goggles.
Oh, my God, the Parmesan one's hit.
So, I look behind me. I look at Goggles, and I'm like, oh, Goggles? And she's like, yeah, Goggles. And I'm like, what about him? And she's like, I don't know.
But at this point,
She
doesn't know that we're actually like close friends.
Yeah, she doesn't know we're actually really close friends with Goggles.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I don't know. Just when he was running the pacer earlier, he's so hot. He looked so hot. And I was like, ooh, that's a statement.
Because I know, we all know he had some serious BO.
He has some serious sweat issues.
He looks so gross when he's sweaty.
He's disgusting.
He looks much better dry.
I think many people look much better dry. Mewanua.
The Parmesan ones are so good.
Are these Parmesan?
I don't know.
Sorry, guys. We're like fully munching.
We're having Domino's. We're supposed to food podcast. Technically, we're kind of rating food on here, too. But, like, let's be real. That's never going to happen. This is all about lore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a clever name from a clever person.
Because we're going to be eating AKA food Violet. Every time.
Basically, Fifi has always thought Goggles was cute.
Yeah.
And she had, like, her first real interaction with him last night.
Oh. But also, little side note. I never thought she would try to go for him.
Yeah, we never thought.
Well, because we also thought she was a lesbian.
Yeah, and every time she tried to talk about him, I would, like, immediately change the subject. Because,
And also, like,
he's a sensitive subject.
Does Fifi know about Lover Girl and Goggles' thing?
Yeah.
Do they?
Nah. Lover Girl, that's part of the story.
Actually, yeah, she told her.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, okay, so Lover Girl and, like, Goggles have, like, had, like, a bit of a thing, and then Lover Girl was so mean to Goggles.
She basically cheated on him.
Yeah, basically.
Like, you'll see a theme when we talk about her.
Cheating, there's some lore about Soccer Boy and cheating.
My Soccer Boy? Oh.
That's for another episode.
Soccer Boy at the time.
I was like, current?
Okay, so, then, should I just, like, get into the full
guy? Yeah, just go. I'm so excited.
Kiki...
Why?
Fifi and what's his name? Goggles. They started like talking a little bit. And
Goggles will go for any girl that gives him attention.
Yeah.
Also, we were all at the game and this all went down after halftime after I left. Yeah. So
we had paint.
We think it's because
in me.
Oh wait,
Fifi and Lover Girl.
I'll say it after.
Oh, like put little hearts on our wrists, like to be cutesy, you know. And she takes leftover paint and takes Fifi Goggles' arm and draws on his arm.
I didn't know about that.
She puts her arm like over his and like that.
I didn't know about that.
How does Goggles feel about this?
Oh, he doesn't.
He was very uncomfortable, apparently.
He was uncomfortable with it. He was, like, overwhelmed,
Go.
And then...
I don't want him to like her.
No one does. And then...
No, you don't want him to like anyone, apparently.
Not that other girl.
Violet said this thing the other day.
And she was talking about Goggles.
Who?
That girl doesn't need a name. She's so irrelevant.
Oh, that can be a code
That's beside... Okay. Fifi and she just kept on playing with him. She was, like, playing with his hair... And then,
she had never had an interaction with this man before.
She would not.
This is her first impression.
Like she.
And then our friend. Does Lily?
Nah.
No, our friend Lily. She'll probably come on here at some point.
Yeah, actually, yeah, she'd be so fun. Yeah, she would be a great guest.
Okay,
she
super.
Is very observant, and
she's
it's bad.
She's so quiet.
But she's really quiet.
She's extremely observant.
But she's crazy, so funny and cute.
But she's hilarious.
And we love her.
Yeah, like we know. You know it's bad when Lily actually says something about something.
Yeah. Because
she just observes everything and never says anything. Mm-hmm. But when she and actually she says really, something,
she like gets
bad.
Scared to say stuff like that. Yeah. To people.
So mm-hmm. me, Lover Girl, and Lily, we left. We were like, me and Lover Girl were like, we cannot watch
Did
this
anymore.
Did you
see any of this happening? Violet
oh,
was
yeah,
cheering.
I saw it all unfold when I was cheering.
Yeah, so Ew. Me and Lover Girl
It was literally
left.
3 straight hours of
just Yes, it was so bad.
Fifi flirting with
And Dallas. Me and her, since we both, like, have had a thing with him in the past, we're like, we cannot take, like, this. Like, watching mm-hmm. this.
He's, like, extremely off limits.
Tell
Fifi
yeah. that guy was just off limits.
Yeah, and before we left, we told her, we were like, no, he's off limits. Because, this is the good part, she was talking to this, she is talking to this kid named Ryan.
She
Sorry,
also.
Sorry, we can name drop him.
Wait, there's also more. She was also talking to another kid like a
She's
week ago.
She's talking to two people at once.
And she was talking to two people at once. There's like so much.
Such a bop.
And so the kid Ryan who she was talking to comes up to us and like says hi to her. And I was like, wait, this is Ryan? She's like, yeah. And so I'm like, you do so much better than him. Then Ryan leaves and she points at Goggles and Lover Girl turns to her and goes, no, he's off limits. And we're like, yeah, you can't. And then she's like, why?
Also, Anya would, like, break his heart,
yeah.
I fear.
Yeah, Anya and Fifi? Anya and Fifi are, like, one in the same, basically.
Yeah.
But.
No, so.
And I sit with both of them at lunch. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
it is a struggle.
We don't like this Anya girl either. But she's, like, fine.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
No. I wouldn't say we don't like her. No, Fifi is worse.
Fifi is
a
much worse.
Yeah. There's marinara on my lime seltzer.
So marinara.
Pizza's hitting.
So we leave, and she stays the whole time. Me and Lover Girl are gone for solid 20 to 25 minutes.
You're not. Hannah's telling us the story.
Sorry, I just had to clarify.
We don't do drugs.
Me and Lover Girl were gone for solid 25 minutes. Like, we went to the concession stand. We talked to our friends, Jorge
and Leprechaun.
Oh, I thought
you left the building.
No, we left the stands. She stayed up there the whole time. She did not come down. We were her only two friends there. She had no other girls. It was just her, Goggles, and all of our other guy friends.
Fifi!
And so then me and Lover Girl are like, what the heck? And then we see our friend Wheelie. And Wheelie is a G. We love him.
We love Wheelie.
Wheelie.
We love Wheelie. Food from Emred's mouth just Food from Violet's mouth just fell out of her mouth and onto our phones.
Guys, I thought we were calling Wheelie Bike. Because we have these code names for these people so we don't name drop. And I was going and I was trying to read the list of people. Okay. And Violet just drops.
And then we run into Wheelie and we're like, do you see this at this point?
Wait, I didn't even
know
what
to say. I have to do
it
for you.
By the way, guys, wait, hold on. Just so you know, I wasn't allowed into this game without a parent because I go to a different freaking school. I showed the lady my ticket and she goes, oh, I can't let you in. And apparently it's because there's too much students fighting, but it's literally kids from your school. Kids from other schools aren't doing anything because no one else has that issue.
So, basically,
sorry.
Goggles. Is sitting on the bleachers like a chill person, just sitting there watching the game, talking to his friend Flopper.
Right.
And then our dear friend Fifi is sitting like this.
Oh,
like,
they can't see. She's sitting like a
mermaid. Like a mermaid.
Yes. And she's sitting on bleachers looking up at him.
I can only imagine how uncomfortable that is sitting like that on the bleachers.
And
He's so bad.
And me and Lover Girl are just at the bottom, and I look up, and he looks down, and I'm like, my jaw drops, and he just like shook his head.
Tell them what Lily said.
And Lily was like, no way, like this is so stupid.
Like when she
says for her to jump on top.
She said like I'm waiting for her to like jump on top of him, and so then. Goggles leaves with his friend, one of his friends, and he goes to the bathroom.
We have to look at our list of code names.
Bro, they can probably hear me chewing. I'm like the loudest, most disgusting chewer, and I can't fix it.
Oh! Okay, he leaves with one of his friends.
Cameraman. That's what we call him.
He leaves with one of his friends in the bathroom, and at this point, me, Lily, and Lover Girl are all down, like, talking, and, Fifi comes down and is like trying to talk to us, and then she leaves our little circle and goes and talks to his friend that came,
oh my
cameraman.
God, that's so dumb.
And he's like, she's like, where did Goggles go? Where'd he go?
Ew!
Where'd he go?
Ew, Emily just spat out her food.
I didn't
didn't spit it out. It never entered my mouth.
Oh, like, I don't want my crush.
No.
You don't like your crush?
So no, then, I already had some. I don't want
She's like, where did he go? And this is when our friend Lily overhears.
Me too.
And she was like, and then me and her were like making fun of her. And we were like, where'd he go? Where'd he go? Where'd he go off
I
to?
Love making fun of people. Oh, and, not like that.
And so then.
But like that.
So then we go and talk to Goggles. And he's like, why is she acting like this to me? Like, it's so weird. It's so uncomfortable. Like, I just don't like it. And then me and Lover Girl, like, we can tell her to stop. But at this point, he's, like, not saying no, but not saying yes to telling her to
wasn't
stop.
Wasn't it not that bad at first? Like, it wasn't?
At first, it wasn't that bad, and then it was, like, crazy. And was then...
Was her, like, touching his hair is disgusting.
Oh, I thought somebody said that.
That's some...
Yeah, then...
Okay, wait, let me...
name drop
wait, part? Hold on. No. Just to give you some, like, context onto, like, how weird it is to touch Goggles... I am scared to touch Goggles. Like, I'm scared to touch Goggles.
Goggles is one of our best friends, and we don't, like, touch him.
I, like... like
that sounds so bad.
Me and Emily, like, a few nights ago, were, like, in a shed with Goggles while it was downpouring rain till, like, 10 p.m. Like, we were close friends with him. And yesterday at the game, I was, like... I had paint on my hands, and I was stamping everybody with the paint. And I was going to wash it off, and I was walking behind Goggles, and I ran up to him, and I, like... touched his elbow with the paint and got paint on him, and he was so pissed at me, which is like that just shows how like he's not very a touchy person.
No,
he's
like,
not very he's not very touchy feely.
Yeah, we dated for 8 months, and the closest thing I got to like
was a side hug.
And then she edited Austin Moon's face onto his face.
Russ Lynch. Well, I guess Austin Moon is
Russ Lynch. Moon. Same person.
But okay,
it's very funny.
So he does not like to be touched. Period. And so. Her being, like, all lovey-dovey on him, he was just, like, so weirded out. Like, he did not like it. And then we go back up, and me and Wheelie and Flopper are all, like, talking. And Wheelie starts pretending to kick Fifi in the back to try, like, push her off the bleachers. We all were like, this is so dumb. Like, we were all opping with her. And then...
Which, like, at this point, who isn't opping with her?
Yeah.
Like, one kid spread rumors about her being lesbian, like...
And then... Lover Girl, in a nice way, was like, hey, can you go get me your hairbrush from your backpack, which is on the other side of the bleachers,
oh,
so we could all...
Go, Lover Girl, girl!
So we were all... so we could, like, talk to, like, our group of friends and be like, what the heck is happening? Mm-hmm. And then she was like, are you trying to get me out of here?
Heck,
and
yes.
then Addie... Not Addie, sorry, that's another person's nickname.
Wrong person.
Lover Girl starts... like saying she was
sorry.
Lover Girl was like, yeah, I'm not trying to get you out of here. I just like need a like just give me your hairbrush basically. And so she goes, fine, and she leaves. And then Goggles,
everyone was like, whew.
Yeah, Goggles, hey, was like, she
was Red Shirt Kid there.
Yeah, that's
Red Shirt Guy is
Lover Girl's
boyfriend. Friend.
But like
they're
on a break, which is weird.
They're on a break.
They're not on the break now.
She asked him for a break and he denied her the right of a break.
He said no.
So
and so like
bro, part two.
You really can't
choking on Goggles. This is the crazy part.
Choking on Ben juice.
Goggles juice. She made me give her my phone number. So then Fifi has Goggles' phone number.
Nah!
Horrible. We do not need this.
Oh my God. Does Fifi have Snap?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she genuinely thought, we're name dropping Ben because Ben is a G.
Ben guys, is a G.
So there's just like, genuinely thought Ben was cute.
Guys, there's
and a, if you know guys, Ben, there's like, so many stories we can
we
say.
We love him, but like, he's not cute. And so there's like an inside joke with like our whole friend group
love
that like me and him dated and we made out behind the Starbucks in our neighborhood.
But didn't. It's not.
One time he fell into a creek.
Okay, one time he threw my crock over Emily's neighbor's fence and then I sent him to go get it and then he fell into a creek while looking for it.
And then the only two people. So then that whole thing was just like annoying. And then later we all leave. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. I had to drive Goggles home. It was me, Goggles, and my dad in the car. Yes. Yes. And Goggles and my dad start walking in front of me, talking about college football.
Without you!
Yes! They were bonding.
Bro, I'd have an aneurysm.
They were bonding. And I was just, like, slowly, like, I was like an inch behind them, but still, they were cutting me
bro,
off.
Bro, maybe he's just trying to get close to her, and he'll ask you to hoko.
Bro, this is my...
To ask you for
I'm still
hand.
Going strong that he's going to ask you.
Who better?
Yeah.
I want him.
I'm honestly going to be disappointed.
His mom said he thought he was going to ask you.
His when?
When?
No.
What did you hear about this?
No, we were oh, sitting together. Right. He was like, Jen Snell says that I should ask Hannah.
Yeah.
That was Jenny!
Like, I love you, Jenny!
Jenny's an icon.
It's fine.
I love you, Jenny.
We love Jenny.
Jenny's Goggles' mom.
And?
Yeah.
So then.
Guys, no one's going to listen to this. It really doesn't matter.
It does not matter. But it's fine. We're still going to do this to protect
just
our...
Just in case we go viral, you know?
Just in case.
We're some of us.
So then, we drop him off at home, and all is fine. All is good. He stopped. He's like, he didn't text. He wasn't texting anybody. As a matter of fact.
It was a matter of who was texting him.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And Leafy.
Preach.
And so then the next
silent
morning.
Silent or silent?
That was, stuff.
No, that was a bar.
That was a bar.
The next morning.
Straight bar. Walking down the street.
Holding my meat. In the desert heat. That I got from the butcher.
That's Goggles' rap.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a rap. Now he's really gonna know
where
he is.
It's okay.
Well. So then, today, at like 11 o'clock. This is so much information. At 11 o'clock, he texts me. He's like, Hannah. And I was like, Goggles. And he was like, I need your help. We talked for 2 hours. Basically, Fifi was texting him and was like, you're number one in my heart. Like, saying all this stuff to him.
She met him yesterday.
She is literally Anna from Frozen.
And he was like, I don't know what to
do.
Love
is an open door.
Not for you. No, that door is closed.
Hey, leave the door open. Just don't stand by
you
it.
You gotta leave the door open.
We're gonna get so copyrighted if we can be.
Open. Okay. Well, I have a lot of food in my mouth. So, I'm a really slow eater. I've been talking a lot. So, then... I was like, well, do you like Fifi? And then she kind of answers, and he's like, well, wouldn't people be mad at me if I did?
Yeah!
And
oh,
I,
really?
You didn't hear this.
No!
Guys,
no.
He also texted, okay, and Goggles also texted me and Lover Girl, like, in a group chat.
In a group chat?
Yeah, sorry, I don't know, Addy, Lover Girl didn't even answer, and she was like,
nah!
But anyways...
You thought
Goggles
I
was like,
you?
Shut up! Goggles was like, y'all, I need help. And I was like,
y'all!
Oh my god. My grandma's trying to call me. Anyways,
why is her name Patricia?
Anyways, and I'm like, about what? And he's like, oh, Fifi. And I'm like, oh dear. And then I was like, well, do you like Fifi? And he was like, I don't really think so.
Because he literally is, like, sped, and he thinks that, like...
It is a yes or no question.
If any female gives him slight attention...
Audio message with Violet from Sick Katie's.
Oh,
I get it.
So then, me and him are, like, going back and forth, and I'm like, well, you shouldn't really care what everybody else thinks, but we also see a different side of her. And also...
The icky side.
Fifi has told me... Told me word for word that she has vaped before and she also has gotten drunk at a party.
Okay, who cares? Half the people I know have. It's not.
Yeah, I know. But like your lip is bleeding. And so
but still, like we don't do that stuff.
But still, like our friend group just like doesn't vibe with people like that.
Period.
And oh my god, Patricia.
And neither
should
my grandma keeps calling me.
Guys, what the heck? I'm actually bleeding. I thought you were just joshing me and it was sauce, but I'm for real bleeding.
I think I caught it with my braces.
He's like, I don't think I like her. I just need, like, I'm not in a place for a relationship right now. And I, like, basically on the lines of that. And I was like, okay, then tell her that. And he's like, I will later.
Later? Why?
He goes, I will later.
He's such a kind. Of course, also, the one day we actually need to talk to him about this, he's away at his lake house.
Like, what the heck?
No, he was packing, apparently.
What the booty?
Okay, and then he sent me this paragraph. Now he's really gonna know who he is.
Judy C just sent me a snap.
And he goes, like, I think she's pretty and stuff, but I feel everything was forced yesterday, so I want to get to know her more to see if I actually
also,
like
guys,
her. But
like,
right
she's
now,
not
I don't.
Pretty. She's kind of mid.
And
she's, oh. Yeah, she's not that
pretty. And then he basically asked if Lover Girl and Emily would be mad if he liked
me,
them.
Me, Emily, or her, Emily?
Her, Emily. Because
why would
he,
you be mad?
Because we were the ones
because
all there
we
that, like, kind
there.
Of...
We're and like I just said, me and Lover Girl are like the ones who were kind of friends with Fifi first.
I'm sure they asked Jorge about his point of view of this.
Oh, you should.
Yes,
Jorge saw. Wait, did was Jorge ever like what the freak?
I don't know if he picked it up.
No, like, did he ever see?
I'll tell him about the Fifi and Goggle stuff and then see what he says. And if him and Leprechaun and
Lover So then, I basically explained to him gonna and, like, off, what actually, I think. I just said, if I ever like someone
Why and are your messages purple?
Shut up.
I just said, if I ever like someone and you and Tramp ever told me some stuff about them that's a little weird, I wouldn't want to base my opinion off it, but I also would make note of it because I trust you guys.
Right. Wait, oh, and Tramp is one of
Tramp
our friends.
Tramp is like our close friend.
Did you say that, Hannah?
That's I said that to him. Go off. Like, I know that's what she said.
Yeah,
like,
Hannah's preaching. Tramp is like the... He has the hangout house.
Yeah, and then... Was like, Lover Girl said she has like five boyfriends right now, though, and I don't really believe that. And I just said she's just boy obsessed, like, to that point. And then, what else did I say?
The same thing. I said throw.
And then I also just said I don't like talking bad about her, but I also don't want to put you in some dramatic situation.
Guys, why is Judas and then Cicero
say? He said I don't want to be manipulative or whatever. And then he was like, wow. I also don't want to like her just because of last night. And then I was so proud of him.
Wait, I'm
preach, Luke.
I agree. I'm proud of him for saying that.
No, it gets better. It gets better. And I said, yeah, no offense. But you think that I think sometimes boys think they can like someone just because of the attention they gave them. And I said, not saying you, but I think it can be part of it.
Like, but saying you.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, for sure. I agree.
So preach, Goggles.
I was like, okay, you're growing as a person, Goggles.
Go, Goggles, go.
He is growing because last year at this time, he would never say that.
Yeah, he would never say that. He would never admit it.
Well, he also had a girlfriend. So
that's basically where it lays is that I don't know if he's told her or not. Like,
you forgot you were dating him?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if he said or not, like, it told her, like, he doesn't want to be in a relationship currently or something. But he better have, or else I'm going to go hunt him down 3 hours away. Mm-hmm. But it's fine.
It's 3 hours away?
I think so.
Also, today, it's Labor Day weekend, so we have a 3-day weekend. And I'm very scared for Tuesday because I have math with Goggles and Fifi.
No!
And it will be interesting.
Now that we're ahead, and that's a fact. Do you want to see that shit?
So, then, what's some other lore?
We could honestly... Oh my gosh. Emerit's showing her dance.
We'll never be able to bring it back. Now that we're...
You actually do, like, cheers? We don't...
Yeah, we do. I'm with the cheerleader.
We don't chant.
This is my performance today.
Okay. So, wait. What's some other lore?
Can I say my theory about why Fifi started doing that?
Yes,
after?
Her theory.
Okay, so basically, every time Fifi would try to talk to me about Goggles, I would like immediately change the subject, and like I just would, I refuse to talk about it because I'm not about to.
He's like sacred to our group.
He's a sensitive topic.
He's a sensitive topic because he has a relationship with all of us that like.
Suffer. Yeah, there was a situation with all of us.
Yeah,
so.
Except for me, actually.
But
that doesn't really matter.
But you still have, like, a close relationship.
Yeah, we're still, like, close.
Yeah, so...
I feel like we, like, bully each other like siblings, kind
of. Yeah,
you guys are siblings.
Emily and Goggles.
Violet,
yeah.
Violet and Goggles are, like,
no, I feel like sibling. You guys are, like, boy-girl best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, Violet like, and like sibling. Like, they just trust each other a lot.
Anyway, back to Emily.
Oh, yeah, and Emily and Luke... Or Emily and Goggles have the same birthday. So it's like they're siblings.
Yeah.
And so I would like refuse to talk about Goggles. And my theory is that Anya got the idea that there was
I bought it from little kids.
and
so weird.
And Fifi
Wait, hold I on. Think I'm so sorry. Hannah is wearing a bear's bracelet.
Right now. I bought it from these little kids on the side of the street.
When's the last time you went to a Bears game?
I've never been to a Bears game. I watched them on TV.
I haven't been since I was like 8. Also, I still don't get football.
Oh, I understand.
Me and MBM were like, woo!
I just don't get it. I
also,
just get, like, touchdowns.
At the football game, our team actually won.
They won.
It is crazy.
Their school isn't good, mine is. Have you guys seen Rico from my school?
No.
Oh my god.
Basically.
Wait, we should go to the Maris Rice game together.
We should.
That'd be fun. Okay, sorry.
don't make
it. Basically, I was walking with Goggles and we were like walking like to the car and the football players were behind us like the varsity ones, and I didn't know they were behind us, and I was like, I'm really surprised that they actually won that game. And then I turned behind me, I was like, they're behind me.
And we just hey, I bet you they were surprised
and
too.
And we both just started dying laughing because they were walking right behind me as I was like, I'm surprised that they won.
Do you want to hear my dream?
Wait, hold on. Let me finish my theory.
No, we have to keep lore dropping.
Let me finish my theory first.
Eventually,
like, and so like my theory is that Fifi thinks I had something. Thinks I had something going on with goggles, which I kind of did, kind of didn't. I don't know. It's not that deep. And so I had to leave after halftime to go to a concert.
Oh boy.
And Fifi didn't start like flirting with goggles until after I left. So we have a
pretty suspicious.
We have a theory that could like she has a hunch that like we have odd ties with him, which we do.
I feel like if you were there, she thinks you would have been like, no, stop, get away.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but like me and MBM both said, we're like, if she was there and I was there, we would have both brought up the courage to go up to her and been like, stop talking to him.
If I was there with Hannah, I would have definitely said something to her.
But Addie.
Or something to Luke.
Addie did say something. But
so did Lover Girl.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Let me put it out there. We're not good at holding in these nicknames,
bro. No, I really played it off.
They already know by now.
I already played it off.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever.
So, yeah. The name dropping actually doesn't matter though, because like
we have a whole list of code names and it's really hard to keep track of. Anyway,
we just won't have to pretend.
That's pretty much anymore. That's the lore of yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's talk about lap and tramp and like bike.
Who's lap? Wheeling.
Wheelie? Who's
Oh.
Okay, so basically our friend Wheelie, who's a G. We already talked about him a little bit.
Yeah, Wheelie is a G.
Okay, so no. Wheelie and Tramp are besties.
Yeah.
Tramp and Tramp's the one with our hangout house.
Now, currently, Wheelie and Tramp are like, they were like low-key on a two-man with these girls, Lap and Mighty Mac. Lap and Mighty Mac. Now, me and Lap are actually like low-key friends. Like, we talk to each other and we have
they
like,
go to the same school.
We go to the same school and we have classes together. Mighty Mac, she goes to a different school and I don't
know.
No one's
ever seen her. We don't know anything.
I know what she looks like and I snap
her. She always wears the same Align tank with her.
She's low-key weird.
And I honestly, I really don't like Mighty Mac. Lap is a G.
Yeah, Vivi out of them.
Okay, Vivi is.
But
great.
Basically, so they were all gonna go to homecoming at like Wheelie and Tramp school, same school as I can and Emily and Violet. And yeah, but then like now suddenly like.
Okay, hold. I keep thinking Wheelie that when and we Lap say each broke up. Names, we're name dropping.
Me too.
Wheelie and Lap just broke up.
Last night.
I keep trying to call him Willie.
Over FaceTime.
Which, like, honestly, I'm a little surprised. And also, like, Lap is, like, kind of pretty, and she's, like, she's athletic, and, like...
Like, she's just, like, an all-around, like,
she's like,
a
she's
good
a good person.
Person,
and she's funny, and she's nice. Like, I'm just a little surprised. Like, yeah.
Wait.
Bro, no, what the heck?
Violet just started a fire.
No, I don't like the way it smells.
Okay, so, what's some other...
Oh, Lap just snapped me. Oh, and the other day, like, no, not, like, it was actually, like, a really long time ago. Lap and Mighty Mac, like, called me, they FaceTimed me, and that's how,
my gosh, that was so
that's
funny.
How I became,
was just, like, God was calling himself Barco, because that's,
because they thought he was,
what?
They thought he was a Marco.
Yeah, Tramp's sibling, his name is Marco. Why do I say sibling? He's obviously a boy. What is
that? They were like, are you Marco?
And he was like, no, I'm a Barco.
They were like, no, I'm a Barco.
And then
they
have a video. Goggles. He's like, nah, I'm Barco.
I have a video of Goggles. He goes off on them. He's like, I never said Tramp wasn't home. I just said he couldn't come to the phone right now. And we were like, oh.
Yeah.
So Goggles can be funny when he wants to be.
That's it.
Yeah, he never boring.
Oh, actually, let's talk about Soccer Boy. Violet, go first.
Okay, so we have so
more
lore
than
I do. Soccer Boy. So basically,
I feel like I should go first because I have the backstory.
Start with fifth grade.
Okay, so technically we met Soccer Boy when we were in kindergarten. We used to chase him around the playground.
No, me and you did.
No, I think that was...
Violet wasn't at our school in kindergarten.
Yeah, I was.
You were?
Hello?
Bro, she moved. She was like
you
three.
Were in our PAM, PM thing, though.
No, I was in... I was...
A.M.
Okay, oh, we were P.M. Mm. Anyway. We were P.M.
Emily has moved to tumbling since she's technically not part of the lore, so she's just cartwheeling.
I don't have a relationship with Soccer Boy. And
Violet Beckton Kawenga.
And I don't plan to.
Stop. It's burning.
Violet's trying to light plastic on fire.
Okay, so basically we met me and Emrad.
We chased him around in kindergarten, but then suddenly in fifth grade, he is in our class. Bro, that looks
like he's working. We were all our fifth grade lore is so good.
Oh, we need a name for Afro.
Spaghetti.
he could be
spaghetti.
Was that his code name in fifth grade too?
Yeah.
So we became friends with Soccer Boy and Afro, and then us three.
No, it's Spaghetti.
Oh, Spaghetti.
Okay, so we were like best friends. Afro also, brothers. Like lover.
Yeah.
Yes.
Today, Spaghetti, we were with him for a little bit, and he brought a full-on camera, and we were taking
pictures. Spaghetti was there today?
Yes.
That's silly.
It was really funny.
So, we met all of them in fifth grade, and we kind of were all friends, like, from there on out, until.
Oh,
until.
Emmy was, like,
wait, no.
Oh, yeah.
Sixth grade.
No, guys. No, you don't understand the story. I wasn't, like, mean to him.
You were not mean to him. You were
like, Emily led him on.
I didn't. No, that's not true. I did like him at some point.
Yeah, and then you stopped.
And then I just, like, funny. But, like, I didn't know what to do. So I kind of just made, like, a joke out of it. No, wait, we didn't even give the lore. In sixth grade, like, Violet and Soccer Boy had, like, I don't even know. Tommy, how was your first kiss? Anyway, not what we're talking about. So, yeah, then, like, me and Tommy liked each other for, like, kind of a long.
Wait, different person.
Oh, shoot.
That's
wrong, sorry. Kid. Sorry. Me and Soccer
it's
Boy.
It's bubbling.
Okay. Whoa! She's
whoa!
Making.
Sorry.
I'm mixing up Dami and Soccer Boy. They look alike. Anyway.
Oh, wait, that's whoa.
Stretchy plastic chemicals.
Wait, that's how they make straws.
Stretchy plastic chemicals.
You're so weird.
So,
anyway, me and me and Soccer Boy had the thing. All of sixth grade, I had him on a scale. Yeah. I would give him, like, a rating for the day. And I wasn't even trying to be mean to him. Guys, I was actually low-key mean in sixth grade.
Me and Emrad would walk home, like, literally every day in sixth grade. We'd just walk home with him.
So, actually?
We would walk home with Soccer Boy, and she'd be like, actually, today you got a 3.5.
No, but in sixth grade, I didn't realize I was in the wrong. Like, I was actually so mean. Right. And more mean than I am now.
To be, like,
and, no, you have to blow it.
Like, so, basically, she's like, if you get to a 10, I'll give you a hug.
No, it was a 4. He got 4 hugs at the end.
Yeah.
Dang.
He did.
Yeah.
I smell the plastic burning.
Okay, you can shut your mouth.
Yeah, so then we, like, basically didn't talk to Dami for, like, a year after sixth grade.
Because
and
then he dated, like, a ton of people.
Yeah.
Then, we'll call her Fireball.
Yeah,
Fireball.
She dated
Fireball.
Okay. Wait, is Fireball...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, duh. That's, like, such a good a name.
Okay. Fireball is a interesting...
It's crazy.
It's crazy. And he dated her
Fireball put vodka
once a year every time. Like, every year.
So, like, after, like, me and him would stop, like, talking in sixth grade, he would just, like, rebound on her.
Yeah, and then one time he had enough of her, and then he went to this girl. We'll call her Freak.
We'll call her Can we please just call her Freaky Franny?
Okay, so we'll call her Freaky Franny. And,
Freaky Franny's a silly goose.
Yeah.
She does Freaky
Franny. I go to school with Freaky Franny and Soccer Boy now, too.
They are their relationship.
They've been on and off for like 2 years.
Yeah, and then one time he decided he had enough of Freaky Franny, and so he decided to have a new rebound. And her name was me.
Violet.
And so then we dated for like 3 weeks, and then he cheated on me with Freaky Franny.
No,
it was not 3 weeks.
But we didn't even.
It
was like
more.
One.
It was like a month.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
It
felt like a week.
Yes, it was because they talked for like 2 weeks.
2 days,
and then they talked for like 2 weeks, and then they dated for like 2 weeks after that.
Really? It did not feel that long.
I felt like all of that like was in the span of a week.
I agree. It did not feel that long. Okay. Anyway, I mean, it was long, but it just didn't feel long. Anyway, but also like we hadn't even talked to Don. Soccer Boy. Darn it. Why did I get them mixed up?
I don't know.
Anyway.
It's just because they look alike and they play the
same
sport.
We weren't even talking to Soccer Boy. Like, we didn't talk to him for, like, a whole year. And then all of a sudden, like, one day in eighth grade, this kid, they pretended a kid was chasing them with a knife who lives in Hannah's neighborhood.
It was actually so scary.
And it was the
terrifying.
Same day we did an escape room, and we learned that Emrad cannot do escape rooms.
So then we were all, like, friends again, and then he was like, I like Violet. And we were like, oh.
Which was so silly, because he literally decided he liked her within 2 hours.
And then
you tell. Okay,
also,
now
I
you tell.
I my crust yes that day. Questions were asked.
Bro, there was a hole in the crotch of my leggings that day. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Violet, tell the rest of the story.
So then, he was like, oh, yeah. And then he told Hannah and, like, everyone. And then they obviously told me. And Addie. Addie. Oh, my gosh. Why do I keep mixing them up? So,
bro, me too. I think it's just, like, the nicknames.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nicknames. Nicknames.
There's so many.
I've never.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've never used this kind of lighter.
Don't. Really? You're going to burn your fingers.
Yeah, I probably am.
Lover Girl liked Soccer Boy at that time. And, like, during when...
Oh, I did.
Soccer Boy. Oh, yay.
Oh, my God. I forgot
about that.
I didn't care so much about Emmy because, like, Emmy's my friend.
And, also, like, I would never act on that.
Yeah.
Lover Girl definitely would act.
Because she thinks that her and him talking for 2 days and she cried about it.
They didn't even talk. They touched knees.
And then
she'll try and, like, tell me and Violet that, like, our situations, like, aren't valid with him.
He didn't cheat on
him. Violet literally dated him.
Yeah, she tries to, like, tell Violet that, like, he cheated on her, too. But no. She didn't.
Like, nothing happened.
Technically,
they one never time, even, like,
one time Lover Girl was the sneaky
time,
link.
Uh-huh. One time, one time she told me the difference between my situation with Dominic and her situation with...
No.
Wrong person!
The nicknames, man. Her situation with Soccer Boy and my situation with Soccer Boy, the difference was that he actually liked her.
Oh.
I was like, you did not just say that to me.
She was just so hurt because she actually liked him a lot and he didn't. He was just like, oh, a girl likes me, so I'm just gonna, like, talk to her, like, for a little bit.
He's like, God,
he just
kinda.
Like, yeah, he just, like, led her on not and then was like, though. Okay, I don't like you because he got to know her.
Yeah, so then, okay, so Violet and Dami, darn it, the nicknames.
Oh, whoa, we're like doing an experiment right now.
Guys, this is not good. It smells so bad. So then Violet your dad's gonna think we're doing drugs down here. So anyway, Violet and we're not, by the way.
We're playing with bottle
caps.
We're
playing with burnt plastic caps.
Plastic.
I wonder if you could get high that way.
I shouldn't say that on the internet. Anyway, I'm not trying to get high. Oh my gosh, I'm saying the wrong message.
You're not doing the correct message, man.
Okay, anyway, then. So you tell the okay you garlic. Can you can tell the cheating part.
So then
wait before Violet and Soccer Boy started dating, he was dating Freaky Franny and let's just say they got freaky.
They got very freaky.
At our like local baseball fields.
She sucked.
I'm gonna leave the rest of that with you guys. She sucked something. And I'm just gonna say that. I'm gonna let you use your own imaginations. And then
she sucks in many senses, actually.
Also, oh my god. Also, yeah, okay, you go. There's more.
We should have pressed the explicit button on the...
No, I didn't say that any explicit. Bad words. That's not explicit. She could have been sucking a sucker for all I know. She wasn't, by the way.
Okay, Violet, explain.
You smell good.
Shut up.
No, sorry.
Oh my god.
Okay,
what do I smell like?
Basically, detergent.
My just smell, yeah.
Okay, so basically.
Abby said that the other day.
We talked. He, like, mustered up some curd.
Mustard?
No.
The condiment?
You could have used one of those.
That was after something else. Like, that was after he cheated on you, and then they got back together, and then
okay, stop. Let her finish.
You tell the story.
Okay, so
I
then.
Didn't tell the story, I just said.
Then. We talked for, like, 2 weeks. Then.
I really wish I had a garden gnome in my front lawn.
Then, he decided that he was gonna ask me to be his girlfriend in front of, like, all of our friends.
Oh my gosh, it was so bad.
It was so embarrassing. So
and we were at dance. I'm actually really sad I wasn't there.
I'm pretty sure there's a video. Then, I said yes, and then...
You're not in it, Anna.
Wow.
She just tried to go...
No, I went like this.
Okay, so then... we dated for, like, 2 weeks. Keep in mind, during that 2 weeks, he... Oh, about... What's her name? What? Wait, hold on. I need to pull up these code names for a sec.
Alabama.
Alabama. He gave Alabama a piggyback ride at, like, the ripe time of 10:30 at night, which is...
Alabama! After we all hung out.
Oh, Alabama is Red Shirt Kid's cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Red Shirt Kid is Lover Girl's boyfriend.
Like, weird. It's weird, though. It's, like, something.
Just regrouping.
So, then... I don't even knew that me and Soccer Boy were dating. Like,
Because they didn't make it obvious, like, when we were hanging
out. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They did sit next to
me. They just weren't free. Guys, should Eliana get a black or a blue dress?
I don't really care. So then... Okay, so then... I, like, texted him, and I was like, what is this about? And he was like, oh, I swear.
Posting about a homecoming dress if...
She's probably still going to homecoming.
Mm-hmm. But is she not going to go to Stag anymore,
I wonder? I don't think
so. I want her to go with me.
Okay. So then... Then we had, like, a little fight, and I wouldn't call it a fight, it was just, like,
it was just a
miscommunication.
Yeah. Oh, did we just say the exact same thing?
Yeah, and so then...
It was a silly thing.
Yeah, and so then, after that, everything was fine for, like, another week and a half, maybe. And then, he didn't show up to school one day. This is crazy. He didn't show up to school one day.
Because he was a coward.
Because he was cooked!
Because he was pretty cooked by
then. Was thin a dick.
Yeah. No.
Wait, let me get my.
He didn't.
He
was cooked. And so then I texted him that day and I was like, where are you? And it didn't go through. And I was like, am I blocked? Why would he block me? I thought we were good.
By the way.
But,
I'll add
the day before, me and Hannah were hanging out and I was like, didn't I tell you? I was like, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
She was like, something's off.
Yeah, I was like,
something. You texted it to me too. You were like, check his repost.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going on.
I was like, something is so off right now.
And you can literally tell what's going on with that kid through his repost.
Because he also,
like, if we went and looked at him right now.
When he likes someone, he is full in. And when he just, like, stops, like, slowly communicating with you, that's when you know that, like, he's not feeling it.
Because, like, my name, like, when we were dating, my name in flowers was his background, like, the second we started talking. And... Oh, I just broke this pencil. Oh, and he had me pinned, like, the second he said he liked me. So, like, you know he's all in. And, like, with Francesca, he reposted things. I mean, Freaky Franny, like, he reposted things. I don't care if we name
her. Yeah, it's fine.
Whatever. We can call her Francesca if we want. Because it doesn't really matter.
That's true. Honestly, she already hates me anyway, so.
I like Freaky Franny, though.
Yeah, Freaky Franny is her nickname.
It gets the
and so then, I sent Freaky Franny.
Tom's TikTok.
Marist.
Whatever, I don't care.
Okay, so then...
There's college.
So then, I texted Freaky Franny, because I got her number from Lover Girl, and I was like...
How did you just said, like...
How did you handle, like...
Not trusting him.
Not trusting Soccer Boy and everything. And she goes, who is this? And I was like, I already said in the last message, buddy. My name's Violet, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, stop texting me.
Wait, how did you get her number?
Lover Girl.
Oh.
And so... it was really weird. And then I was like, I have such a feeling. He was like, I'm going to the movies. And I was like, with who? And he was like, Wheelie. And
also, Wheelie and him aren't friends anymore because Wheelie dropped him because
Wheelie was trying to communicate to Violet that Soccer Boy was, like, cheating on her. And Soccer Boy was, like, over Wheelie's shoulder. And, like, when...
Why not? Wait, that's such a good point.
Guys, we just pulled up a TikTok and it's about how we've never seen Indian twins.
This is going to be more than an hour and I think that's fine.
No, that's fine. No, for a first episode, it's good.
Yeah.
So Wheelie was trying to communicate to Violet that, like, he was not trustworthy, but Soccer Boy was, like, over Wheelie's shoulder. He would not let him text.
Kind of want to.
Yeah, like, he was...
But it's okay.
Like, he was just...
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
He was just, like, trying to help Violet, and Soccer Boy was not having it. He was like, you're not allowed to text her.
Wheelie, as we said before, is a G. And Freaky Franny thought that Dominic didn't have a girlfriend. And so when I texted Freaky Franny and I was, like, asking her all that stuff, she didn't know what I was talking about because she didn't know that he was dating somebody.
And, like, Freaky Franny, I actually feel kind of bad for her. She's a lot of, like, stuff going on. Like, I know her, like, her dad's abusive and, like...
Yeah, she has an eating
disorder. Struggles. I think she has an eating disorder and stuff. Yeah. She's actually, like, cute.
Everybody on the inside is cute. It's just the image that
they leave portray. For themselves.
She did leave a silly image for herself. Also, every time that...
At the ripe age of...
Soccer Boy.
14 years old, she had to take...
Plan every B. time... I mean... That's a little silly. Soccer Boy get back together, he has to block all of us.
Yeah, it's really
we're all
stupid.
Currently blocked.
And so, basically, long story short, Soccer Boy was cheating on Violet with Freaky Franny.
Yeah, and then he didn't come to school the next day, and I had to find it out from his friend McKaylee.
McKaylee's the one who told you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was sitting right next to Lola.
I would set fire to the school. I didn't know that.
You didn't?
Because
you didn't know that?
And then the next day.
No! The next day, was the one who told me.
The next day he came to school and he goes, hi, to me.
To me.
You're disgusting.
No, because...
But then he told me that he felt inclined to cheat on her because he had his reasons. And he tried to explain it to me. And I was like, stop talking to me.
There's no excuse to cheating.
Yeah, I thought I did.
Me and you.
He told me that there was reasons that he felt validated to cheat on you. I was like, there's no such thing. That ate.
That was really
so. Me and MDM found out about this, and we were like, we need to tell Violet. Except we didn't have any classes.
Me and Hannah literally found out about this seventh period at school.
And I found out eighth.
I found out seventh
beginning
period
of eighth because Michaela goes, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, why?" And she's
And
because everybody found out, and then Violet was the only one that didn't know. Yeah. Our school is pretty small.
Yeah, and Soccer Boy was in me and Hannah's.
Our school's pretty close.
Soccer Boy was in.
We all like each other.
Soccer Boy was in me and Hannah's class, and then.
But he wasn't there that day.
And then, like, but our gym teachers knew, and they were like, what?
It was crazy. And me and Hannah felt so bad.
Our Spanish teacher, too.
We felt bad because we had no way to tell Violet because we wanted to tell her first before nobody else.
Well,
like,
obviously, that didn't happen.
Yeah. And then I found out eighth period from JB. So, like, by our eighth period, everybody knew.
Yeah. No, like, besides me.
Yeah, which, like, Violet. And, like, obviously no one was on his side. Like, no one thought he was, like.
Yeah, and then the next day, I was kind of mad because everyone was like, hey, what's up, whatever, blah, blah. Like, talking to him normally, except, like, Bear. Except Bear. Bear wasn't...
Bear and Violet are pretty close.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah.
And so, basically, all of our, like, guy friends were so mad.
Yeah, I'd say me and Bear are pretty close, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, all of our guy friends
because my neighbor, Evie, Evie's gonna be a special guest one day. Her and Wheelie have been childhood friends for, like, forever. And so, like,
Yeah.
Their families are...
But when everybody found out, like, in our close friend group, like, everybody was so mad. Like, no one talked
no
to
one
him.
No one wanted to talk to him.
Yeah, and now we all have...
And we were, like, his only friend. Like, he was, like, the add-on to our friend group, like, whenever he wanted to hang out.
And Red Shirt Kid and Lover Girl have done some freaky stuff because him and Freaky Franny have done some freaky
stuff. Yeah, Red Shirt Kid's just trying to keep up with Soccer Boy and Freaky Franny.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Like, they'll, like, be on FaceTime and, like... Oh, before... Soccer Boy and Freaky Franny got back together, like over the summer.
Yeah.
He, like, basically, like raped a girl.
Not
really.
He attempted to do something without consent.
Yeah.
To like Alabama.
To a pretty her. A pretty sweet girl.
We'll just Alabama. Say kiss.
Like.
We'll just say kiss.
Yeah. And because he expects, like, Freaky Franny will be like, hey, can we do some freaky stuff tonight? And he's just like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, he asked that to him. Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
That's lighting things on fire.
But yeah, that's what I was talking about.
It smells so bad.
Yeah, so...
Wait, what's the past tense of light?
Lit.
Lit.
Oh, Violet just lit something on fire.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
Oh, it smells disgusting.
Yesterday, smells like I already told them this. Yesterday, my English... Or 2 days ago, my English teacher marks me absent. For what? I don't know. I wasn't late. I wasn't absent. Like, I don't know. I had my phone in the caddy. Like, this brat. I hate my English teacher.
We should tell them about the We should tell them about the SP and goggles drama from earlier in the summer.
The what?
The SP.
Wait, can we talk about how mad Lover Girl got just a second ago?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Read the text.
So, basically, earlier today...
Many texts will be read on this podcast.
Because we love Laura.
I haven't read... She asked me if I could still hang out.
She
texted
Laura.
Me, and she was like, hey, can you hang out
Girl,
today?
Girl, it is 8:30.
And I was like, what I don't know, like, maybe. I'll see. And she was like, I have tennis
Saturday at 3
or something. I was like, okay.
Were you tennis today?
No. She had, like, a separate thing. And then I was like, okay.
What were you going to say?
Where
would we go?
Me and MDM and Vi, like, all started hanging out. And we.
I want to.
And then at, what time was it when your dad picked us up? Like, 4:30?
Yeah.
No, it was 4:30.
No, it was like 5.
It was like 5. Because
then we were I got in the car at, like, 5:30.
Yeah, it was, like, 5:30. And we go to, we go to a Froyo place. And we get Froyo and go to Hobby Lobby to just, like, walk around and get notebooks and stuff.
For the pod.
And then she was like, are you guys home? Because she was like, where are you guys?
Why is Hope at Moraine?
I don't know.
Oh, this is Alyssa.
Yeah. She was like, where are you guys? And I was like, we're in this town. And she was like, oh, okay. She was at her aunt's. She told me she was at her aunt's.
We're talking about how mad Lover Girl just got. Shoot.
It's
her fine. Aunt is, like, kind of far. Yeah.
She told me that she was at her aunt's house. And I was like, oh, okay. So if we're in this town and you're at your aunt's house, like, you are...
Don't do that.
We're like, you're not going to be home. She's like, what time... how much longer do you guys are home? I was like, I don't know. Maybe 30 more minutes. And she was like, okay.
Keep in mind... We weren't like, you should come at this...
No.
Plan. Oh, my God.
Wait, yeah.
It's not like we were like, we're going to be back at 4:30, which means you're absolutely going to meet us right when we get in the driveway. Okay?
Like, your face got so also, bad. That girl, she doesn't make, like, perfect plans. Like, if we told her she could come, it would be another 3 hours before she got
be
here.
Like, she'll be like, we can be like,
For example, we had our first high school football game on Friday, and me and her had tennis practice before, and then tennis pictures. So keep in mind, we had tennis practice. Then we had 30 minutes to get ready for pictures. So, like, we're all like, we like put makeup on, we like did our hair, like blow dried it so we weren't sweaty. Everybody looked great. Everybody looked fine. And then she goes, I want to go home and shower, and then I'm going to come back to game. Keep in mind, we get pizza at 5, like, with our team. And then we're like, okay, we're all going to go to the game at 6. Because
the game started at 6. Why would you leave?
The game starts at 6.
I got there at 7. Like, I don't go to school there. I tried to get in. By the time, I probably left at 7:30.
Yeah.
And she still wasn't there.
And she still wasn't there. Like, she went home, showered, and got ready. No, and I was like... I understand, like, it was USA night. You didn't have anything USA. You could just have your mom drop off stuff. But everyone else was fine. Like, you didn't need to go home and shower. It took her another hour and 45 minutes to come back to the game.
Can I light the candle?
Oh, that smells so bad.
No, don't light the candle.
Can I light the candle?
It's going to give me a headache.
That smells really bad.
Wait, let me smell it and see if I like the candle.
The candle smells good.
No, it's pumpkin. Don't.
Pumpkin's good.
No, pumpkin's
good. Someone get perfume or something.
Sorry, we keep lighting plastic on fire and now it smells like bad.
Oh, that smells so bad.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that one's good.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I would have done it too.
Wait, I can't light
it. So basically, then plans were ever established that she was coming here or like we were going to meet her somewhere. Nothing was like planned out. And then she was like, are you guys home? And I was like, and we wanted to do this pod.
We wanted to make this and we wanted to talk about her.
And so we were like, we can't. Like,
there's certain things that, like, we just couldn't say with her here because they're controversial.
Because, like, she's friends or closer friends with people that we're not. She would definitely drop the lore to anybody.
Yeah, she's, like...
In a heartbeat.
And we're trying to keep this kind of a secret. Like, people.
Yeah, we're trying.
If you find it, congrats, but, like...
It's like if we made, like, a TikTok spam to make, like, get ready with me's. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And so...
It's done that.
So then she was... She was like, who's still there? And I obviously just lied because at this point it was like 7:45 and we are not, our group is not late hangout people. Like if we're together, we're going to be together late.
10:30. The latest we found out if it wasn't a sleepover was like 10:30.
Yeah. Like at someone's house.
No, like but like, no, I'm saying like we
would. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 11. That one night with our parents.
Oh, yeah. Like 11.
I was like, we would never, like us, we would never plan to hang out at 8:30.
House with Soccer Boy and Aiden.
Oh, yeah. We were out late that night, too.
Like, we would never plan to hang out at 8:30. We wouldn't be like, okay, guys, let's meet up at 8:30. We would have to be together all day.
Also, I would say, like, probably, like, I bet you me, you, and Addie could start at 8:30. But, like, Hannah and Violet's parents are, like, more strict about that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, me, Em, and Lover Girl's parents don't really care for, like, out at, like, darkness. But...
Yeah, but ours do.
Once it gets dark.
But I think it's also, I have an older brother and like he's out till like midnight. So like it's just not.
It's just like never, like we just.
It's just different.
We have something that works.
Right.
It works for us.
Like when we can stay late, we do. If we can't, we can't.
Exactly.
And so then she was like, she texted, she's like, are you guys still together? And I just like made up a lie. I was like, the Emily's had to go home.
Also, when I tell you, this girl is D1 guilt tripper.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I was like, so I'm going to leave soon because Violet's dad is meeting up with someone. And so basically just lied that
and
like,
we all turned
everybody
off
had plans and we all turned off our locations.
Really, in reality, my dad was not meeting up with my Uncle Chad. They were playing Fortnite.
Yeah, they're playing Fortnite currently. So then she was like, okay, Hannah. And I was like, what's your problem?
Yeah, and
like,
when she guilt trips, she
or when she uses your name.
Like, you just feel automatically bad. Like, I don't know what it is about her whenever she just
it's because it was ashy.
Tell her about the aunt. She was like, well, I already left my aunt.
And then she was like,
I just left
my aunt's house to hang out with you guys. And I was like, well, no plans were ever fully established that, like, you were going to come here.
And she goes, like, okay, nothing. Hannah.
And she's just like, okay, Hannah, it's fine. And then she just texted me again and was like, can you still hang out?
Like, obviously, like, no.
I literally said I was going home.
She, like, changes her mind so fast. Because then, like, 2 seconds later, she's like, wait, I actually need to use this.
Oh, and Fifi wanted to hang out with us today.
Yeah. She texted me.
She's sliding into this.
She texted me and she was.
Guys, I think Fifi's trying to get
into our
friend group.
No, she is.
Fifi's trying to get into our friend group. Oh, my gosh. Today, this morning, I've had her TikTok for, like, 2 weeks. Because I've known her for 2 weeks. And she hasn't done anything. Like, she hasn't liked any of my videos or anything.
Ew.
But, of course, just this morning, she liked all my videos, commented, like, stunning on all my TikToks. And I was like, girl.
Bro, you don't do that. Like, you stalk, yeah. But you don't like her
and,
comment.
And it
this
wasn't
is exactly
even,
what she said to me.
It wasn't even just her being like, you're so pretty. She was like, I love you. Yeah. You're she so goes, pretty. And I was like,
bro, why are your messages so purple?
I don't know. She goes, also, when one, y'all like, gonna yeah, tell me are. The story? Because, as I was saying, I was telling her, like, we were me and lover girl were telling you like no he's off limits and we were like we'll tell you the story later and she was like when y'all gonna tell me the story as in I'm asking when I can hang out with you guys and I just said we'll probably hang out today or tomorrow I'll text you if any plans are made
let's have her come tomorrow
I low key
can we please
yeah
please and we'll just have her
well like goggles is gone so like
yeah goggles is
goggles
gone
is so
gone.
Perfect
no, I don't know we no we want goggles gone
I don't
want
to
be around them
yeah
together.
That's what she's no, saying like it'd be perfect that he's gone
so yeah
no goggles wait let's oh. Actually I want you so bad I have nothing tomorrow
okay no but we oh, cannot we should, tell her where goggles live
we should tell
oh yeah
yeah no she can't find out we bring her we don't even we're not guys no we can't even
goggles is home and then she'll just see no the whole time that would be funny.
No, no, we can't even, like,
no, we can't even bring her to
we can't even bring
Tramp's
her
house. She knows that, like, Tramp is, like, the house where we
yeah,
go.
So yeah,
we can't
okay, you know what? You know what she said? To,
like,
wait, hold on.
Starbucks and then, like,
that's it. And, like, Addie's house.
If we have to, we can go to my house, too.
Hold on. This is what, this is what Fifi says to me.
Hello?
Bro.
It's fine.
And then
that was Tramp. That was Tramp.
That was Tramp. Speak of the devil. Anyways,
what was he not the devil? He goes, "Hello, this is Ching
Chong."
Yesterday, I was pretending to give Joey, he's my brother, a back massage.
He's calling me again.
Okay, okay, wait. Can I explain this? Can I explain this real quick? Audio was like talking to me, and she was like, why does that Tramp kid hate me so much? Because she, like, knows somehow
okay,
that Tramp's,
no,
like,
no,
the
no.
house.
We told Tramp on accident as a joke that she was trying to replace me. Like, that's, like, the joke.
And then
like,
he took
now
it serious.
He took it, so he takes everything serious.
But yeah, he does not. And for some reason, Taco, like, was dabbing her up yesterday. Like, she, like,
Taco?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was just, like, hitting it off with all of them because she was trying so hard.
She was trying so hard to get along with.
What does Pina think of her?
Oh, Pina hasn't met her yet.
Pina hasn't met her.
No! They need to meet. Guys, Pina?
Pina is a G.
Pina is so funny. He knows.
Pina likes EDM.
Yeah, and Peanut likes
Peanut is a non-hybrid crew.
Peanut is like Peanut is the most girls girl. He's not gay, but he's the most girls girl boy you will ever meet.
We love him.
He's like, so, what's the tea?
He's so
like, he will sit on the trampoline.
He
with,
sat
like, for
yeah,
hours.
Literally the first day that we hung out with him for like the first time, he was like, so, have you found love yet?
Yeah.
He was like, I was like, I asked him.
Unfortunately.
I was like, so, I had to be alone on the tramp with him for a little bit because people were getting stuff.
Yeah,
and I was like,
doing?
And he was like, so, how's whoever I was like liking at the time? And I was
it
like,
it was probably goggles.
Yeah, it was probably goggles. He was like, so, how's goggles? And I was like, oh, he's, you know. And then I was like, so, have you found anybody yet? And he was like, nah, I'm still looking for the one. And I was like, preach.
Another example of his girliness, he put me and Goggles in a group chat together a little while back. And was like, you guys really need to talk this out. And then he was fighting for this. And I was like,
he's just so
Pina,
funny.
I do not want to talk all right, to you about this.
I think we should end
I
it.
I think we need to
and
end
I think
this.
That's because that was a lot to take in.
That was
for
not
the first
even
episode.
A lot.
Yeah, that was like
that's like none of our lore. That's like this week.
That was one day actually.
That, well,
that's like this week.
The Fifi and Goggles part that was this week. The rest took place a little while ago. But
yeah,
that
was
just a recap.
That was
of
like
our
recap of our whole life.
Lore.
So when we bring things up, you guys know
yeah.
It.
So you kind of know. You know, like the relevant people in our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yes.
That's really
thanks
it.
For watching.
Thank you for
watching. We're gonna have like one.
Thanks for listening.
Life.
Thanks for listening to Food for Thoughts.
Thanks.
Thoughts for food. Food for thoughts.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.
Peace and love.